I can still, in my mind, I can still see that transformation. The way he looks, the way his presence is.
Yeah.
I even remember where I was when I was in uni and when I was watching this episode. It's crazy. And I remember going nuts on just thinking, what is happening?
Okay. Yeah. Bonkai Senbon Sakura Kageyoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show. Sicko Mode, best character power-ups. Yes, in this episode, we're going to be discussing which anime characters just go so crazy that they leave the enemies out like a light. Hey, like a light. But which anime characters actually knock out characters by leveling up. As always, I'm your host, Ed, and I'm joined by my co-host, Solo. So without further ado, let's get this show on the road. As always, we like to define the question. So, Solo, what is a power-up to you? You know, is it a new level reached? Is it a new weapon gained, etc.? For me, also, could it be a new strategy? Because I was thinking about this topic and I was like, technically a power-up is, and I'll go with my definition first, a power-up is anyone who goes through a certain form of transformation, whereby they reach a new level of skill, a new level of insight. So whilst, for instance, or Goku, for instance, as an example, might go to Super Saiyan, as is like that's like a new level in terms of his energy, his powers. Someone like, Lelouch may think of a new strategy. So that could be considered a power level or power up to, in my mind. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I guess it's kind of... I wouldn't probably say new strategy. I don't think I would include that. But I think when you say new power up to me, I guess it's like an item. It's an item, skill, weapon. Something of that sort. Item, skill, or weapon. So
it's not necessarily someone's ability to, for instance, think differently. Or because like a Super Saiyan to me is a power up, but that doesn't involve an item or skill. Is it a skill? I guess it is a skill.
Item, skill, or power. Item, skill, or power.
Oh, you said skill. I thought you said weapon, sorry.
An item, okay, yeah, I did say weapon. Item, skill, power, or ability. I mean, when you're talking about ability, then I guess, so for example, take Shikamaru from Naruto.
Naruto, yeah, exactly. I was going to say
I wouldn't, when he thinks of a strategy, because actually, okay, let me try XYZ. I wouldn't say, oh, that's a power up. That's not a power up to me. He's just in the heat of battle. He's found a new perspective to defeat an opponent. But I wouldn't call that a power up. If he then came with a new jutsu, then I would say, okay, so that's a power up. So that's where I kind of draw the line. I don't think
fair enough.
Strategies included, unless it's quite clearly I've accessed a new part of my brain. Oh my gosh. Yeah. If it's like, if it's something like that, okay, cool. I could kind of understand that. But if it's just a different approach or a different strategy, then I don't include that as a power up.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's get straight into it. What are some of the best power ups you've seen? And I guess give some give some background as to why you think that's a great power-up.
I've picked four. Okay. So I've only picked four because I thought you can include so many. And I thought, let me just include the ones that are, I find quite either A, interesting or meaningful, or just cool.
Just cool. Yeah, definitely.
So I think that we have to start off with the granddaddy. And this is just now nostalgia. You said it already, but Super Saiyan. And I'm not even going to spend too much time on that one. It was just the fact that was kind of like my first introduction to a power up. It's like, oh wow, okay. Well, in hindsight, it's quite funny. He's just screaming, and his hair's flashing. Oh my gosh!
Quick question: yeah. What's your favorite Super Saiyan transformation? Go!
Four.
Oh, GT. Yeah. Really?
I didn't watch GT.
Did not see that coming, guys.
But I just thought that looks the coolest. I thought that two.
Yeah. I was gonna say two, but yeah, two or four.
Like literally, because I remember after when we start, I know Dragon Ball T. Dragon Ball GT. I've not watched Dragon Ball GT. However, I'm aware of what happens and who the bad guys are in it and so on. And I always remember seeing Super Saiyan 4 with the red, and he's got the little eyeliner under his eyes.
Yeah.
I think it's like red fur or something. I thought, oh, that actually kind of looks cool. And it's quite funny because if you take a look at Luffy and Gear 4, there's some design similarities.
They definitely do.
In terms of the color scheme anyway. So they for me, when I saw Gear 4 Luffy, I thought, that looks like, so for me, it's 4, an interesting one. That one is my favorite because it just looks cool. Super Saiyan 2 was also a good one.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that's my favorite one. And I know you've got Ultra Instinct and God and all these other new ones now, but I think sometimes they're going a little bit too crazy with it now.
Because I was going to say Ultra Instinct next, but since we're on that. Also, by the way, I totally forgot this and I have to get this in. Guys, go to the previous episode, but Dragon Ball GT was actually a intro song. Whilst the anime is not that great, the intro song is really good. I forgot to get it in there, but just so you guys, if you do go to that and you're thinking where Dragon Ball GT is. Anyway, I'm not going to go into this episode, but if you go to our Just Like Music episode,
go to our singing episode,
you'll see a lot of singing in there, but I just had to get that out of my chest. But yes, Ultra Instinct. So, Ultra Instinct for me, right, was an interesting concept because it was, for those who don't know, Ultra Instinct is a place where, and I really like what Goku says, and I think it's a theme for this show. It's like, power comes from a need in order to achieve something. It doesn't come from a wanting. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'll put a proper quote there in the show notes, but I think with his Ultra Instinct, you know, he's getting beaten up, he's getting battered, and after something happens whereby he needs to like save his universe, so he taps into something extra, he breaks his glass ceiling and he goes into Ultra Instinct or autonomous Ultra Instinct as it were, which is a godlike state whereby he's able to move without thinking, almost like, because Whis in the episode explains that you lose seconds by thinking when you're moving, and this is just more so your body moving interchangeably with each part, so you're not thinking. And one thing was interesting, I don't know if you've seen this, the film Solo. I don't know if you've seen this film, but I can't remember the name of the film, but I do remember the guy's name. It was based on a chess prodigy called Joshua Watskin, and basically he was a chess master. Played chess all his life, but then kind of got out of it because he was a child prodigy, had a lot of attention. And then after he went to do Tai Chi, and he learned, he became like a, I think, I don't know if he became a grandmaster, but he definitely got a high level in Tai Chi. And he explained something, which I link back to Ultra Instinct. He basically said he broke his hand in a fight he was having in a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And his arm started getting warm. And again, in what's it called? In Ultra Instinct, they say, Goku, you're like, your body heat is crazy warm. So his arm started getting warm. And then after he said it was like a flow state. And I've read about this on the internet. Different martial artists say they get into a state of flow whereby everything is in slow motion. He literally explained that the guy was coming at him and he could just see his movements clearly. So while Ultra Instinct obviously isn't a hyperbole, is a hyperbole, an exaggeration as relates to what human beings can do. And as you know, on this podcast, we like to relate it back to real life experiences. I think that is actually a thing that exists in real life in terms of, obviously not to that extent, but to the point where, and again, this is his view. I've never experienced Ultra Instinct as a martial artist. I wish I could, but he just mentioned that literally everything slowed down. He was in a state of flow. He could see the opponent's punches coming before. So I thought, I thought that was quite interesting and quite cool as it relates to Dragon Ball's Super doing some kind of research as it relates to Goku's leveling up. And it is a level that we as human beings could achieve, obviously not on that grand scale. But
yeah, I'm so happy you just mentioned that last part.
Obviously, said, no one's not going to go out there and be like, Ultra Instinct. Yeah, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. Come on now.
Crazy people saying, but I'm going to go Ultra Instinct.
It's my next level, guys. It's UFC now. Oh my, nah. It's definitely not like that. I just think it was quite interesting. Obviously, it's his word. There are other martial artists, though, who have said something like that state of flow where they can, it slows down where they can literally see their opponents coming before. But yeah, I just thought it was quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we are going a little bit off topic, but I guess the human mind is, there's so much that we don't understand. Yeah, so exactly. I mean, and I guess from a fighting, as you become more experienced in a martial art, you start to then recognize certain things, and mm-hmm. somebody who is inexperienced might, yes. So for example, if you're a boxer and you're not used to having hands being thrown in your face, you're going to start flinching a lot.
Yeah.
Whereas as you get used to it, you learn to then read little tells. You start to read, it looks like they're going to pivot. It looks like they're going to pivot and throw their right hand. Okay, I'm going to jerk, I'm going to duck this one, I'm going to bop, I'm going to move exactly. this direction, I can see their left foot, they're out of, you know, all
exactly.
that,
yeah, stuff
like
that, exactly.
Or they look like they're putting their weight on their back foot, or they're looking to, mm-hmm. what it, yeah, so it's, I understand that, I get that.
No, you're absolutely right. You explained it exactly right, because it's not a case where your opponent is now moving very slowly and then you're like, okay, kind of thing. It's more a case like you mentioned, like I did Taekwondo in university, and especially the later tournaments, you would look at their feet position. So if someone was like on the ball of their foot or leaning on one side or leaning on the other side, you could anticipate where the kick was coming from. So it's not necessarily that they're moving slowly. It's just more, I think it's more a case of anticipation. So maybe he was talking about his level of anticipation just reached a high level. So he was able to see where the movements were coming from.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just a tangent there. I'm back onto the character power-ups.
Yeah.
So my next one, if we want to go back and forth for this, is, you probably mentioned this, so I think we should just both talk about it. It's Gon.
Limitation,
transformation, whatever you want to call it. Basically, for those who don't know, there are, and you know what, actually, someone really explained this well. His name was, I forgot his name, but there's an article I read and he explained the transformation so well. He talks about how Gon went through the five stages of grief. I don't know if you've seen that article.
No,
somewhere.
I haven't. But
it's
like,
such a great, I put it in show notes, but it's such a great article. It makes so much sense as it relates to how Gon got to this place of, and guys, when I say rage, I think that's an understatement.
Yeah,
because he literally, Gon gets into a state where he breaks his ceiling. He essentially evolves. Does he break and then? Maybe Solo, might know more than me.
For those who don't know, spoilers. So when Kite dies.
Yes, exactly.
He's massively hurt and affected by the fact that he's lost his mentor, so to speak, Kite. And he's going through this process, and P2, who's one of the bad guys in Hunter x Hunter, one of the guards of Meruem, is kind of stringing him along, saying that she's gonna help Kai in one way or another. And then she finally admits, actually, no, he's dead. There's nothing I can do. And he kind of flips. And I think at that point, what he does, he forms almost like a Nen contract. He basically asks for, give me all the power that I'm ever going to have, give it to me right now. I don't care what the consequences are, even if I can't use Nen, give it to me now. Give me all the strength I need to have in order to beat P2, in order to kill, to destroy this opponent. So he does that, and he goes through this transformation, which is, he goes from like a little, what, like a little boy, 10-year-old kid,
yeah,
to like this grown 20-something-year-old man looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger with the high top that goes straight up and flows into. He just looks very, very. Even the transformation looks demonic. You know, it's a very emotive.
Yeah,
came it's a very kind of like grief-driven transformation. Yes. And as a result, he kind of, and he destroys P2.
Oh.
Like, destroys her. There's She's a scene so at the sad. End where I think Killua is looking for him, and you just see this light go, just like literally just expanding out onto the trees and then closing. Then the light exposes, then closes again, and it gets closer, and Gon is literally just doing that rock, paper, scissors thing.
Yeah,
just again. Yeah. And again, and again. I was like, "Jeez, oh my God!"
he's honestly, that was savage.
Angry. He's angry.
Such a savage. Imagine you're a little kid, and then you just like imagine your race, and you're 8-year-old, and you're like, "I want all the power now!" And then they just transform you to Usain Bolt. It's almost like that kind of thing. And then the kids are right behind you running, and you're just like, "Bye." That was like, that's the only thing I can think of in terms of comparison, in terms of Gon just leveling up. And not just leveling up, like, honestly, like, that was a savage transformation.
Yeah, it was good. I think it's because of the emotion involved, right?
Yeah, it was. And that's why I was talking about that article, that 5 stages of grief. I'll definitely link in the show notes, but he does such a good job about naming the stages of grief, going through the anime and talking about where Gon experiences each stage of grief.
Because
he goes through a lot.
Yeah, he goes through denial, he goes through anger.
Yeah, exactly.
He does go through those type of things.
He does. And then obviously the peak of that grief is, well, anger or whatever, where he transforms. Yeah. Then he comes to acceptance because, you know, he's crying at the end.
Yeah. It's one of those... It's a real like one thing I like about Hunter x Hunter is that Gon is not perfect, and the people in the show and the other characters are not perfect, and I think that, and I feel anyway, that Hunter x Hunter points that out a bit more so than usual shonen. It kind of takes a slightly different approach at times, and I like that. I kind of I like that slightly different approach to it. I do like that. I do enjoy that. But yeah,
fair enough.
So cool. Let me bring one up. Actually,
go for it.
I had the Nen contract. So Gon Freeze. Rock Lee. And actually, I'll also talk about Rock Lee. And we have to. I mean, if you're gonna talk about Rock Lee going fifth gate against Gaara, I also have to bring up Might Guy
against
Madara.
They're both
the same.
They're amazing.
But we'll talk about Gaara, the Rock Lee first. So Rock Lee, when he first fought in the tuning exams, he's up against Gaara, who is a Jinchuriki. He's got a tailed beast inside him at the time, and they're going for the fight. His first little ability is when he drops the weights and he just like he's just,
yes he goes so fast and Gaara's like moves. What the hell is happening? Yeah.
And then he goes through the process of opening up gates, and I think the gates are like these chakra
yes.
things. Chakra, I don't know how to explain gates, that, but he's got like, he opens up different, like he has more access to his chakra or something like along those lines anyway. But he opens up the fifth gate.
It's almost
gate.
Like he's a life force kind of thing, but yeah.
Okay, cool. So he opens up his fifth gate and he just goes insane and is just like beating Gaara all over the place. Then like wraps his I don't know what he it's like his bandage around his arms, wraps that, throws him down and pulls him back and then punches him back. Yeah, no, that's a good one. And he still loses the fight.
That's what I was just about to say. That's what I was about to say. Like, while it's in there, he still loses the fight. So I'm not sure if it's a,
it was gonna
it's a
die.
Great he'll, power up. But
probably
would
have had his arm and his leg like completely obliterated if it wasn't saved at the end.
Yeah, but because when you think of power ups, you think of the other guy just going crazy and beating the enemy. But this, whilst he did still beat him, Gaara still was crazy enough to just still win that fight. But
sorry, I need to jump in because it literally just popped into my head. Rock Lee again, when he does, because I haven't seen this recently. And maybe there is another anime.
Is it the Drunken Master one?
The Drunken Master one. I
knew you were going to say that.
That's kind of interesting. I like that. I like he's fighting Kimimaro. I think it's Kimimaro. He's fighting the bone guy anyway. He's got these, like, bones, yeah. But that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah. And then obviously you said Mighty Guy. His transformation was mad.
Mike Guy, when he opens up eight gates.
Yes.
And it's I've always liked Mike Guy and Rock Lee because they use more taijutsu, and it's just you just hand to hand fighting, and it's always a really good. Even Neji, exactly. I like his style as well.
Yeah. It's not. It's more purist kind of fighting rather than just the blast and all that stuff. Yeah.
And I think the reason why I like the Mike Guy one is because for most of the Naruto and Shippuden, like, Mike Guy is like, he sees himself as a rival to Kakashi, but you never really, and Kakashi has his moments and you see that and they're cool, but you never really got to see Mike Guy do that much.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple times you do see it, but that was the first, it's like, it was good to see him go all out.
Yeah.
And it was really great to see Madara acknowledge him and say, yeah, you almost killed me, bro. You almost got me, man. it's like, okay, you can be a real threat without having all the jutsus and genjutsus and all the other stuff. So you don't have to be a sage master or all these other things. You can just have taijutsu and be a top level guy within that verse. So that was good. I like that.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I guess I'll go next. The next one I had was, just going back, we talked about Dragon Ball Z. I forgot to mention Kaioken was another one that...
Kaioken, you like that one?
Yeah. I just think it was the first time he does it. It was almost like a great introduction as well, you know, where Nappa's about to get Gohan and Krillin, and like Goku does some mad, like crazy move whereby you just see him on the floor with his hand in the air and Nappa on his hand, and Nappa's just I can't even say the word. He's unable to move, basically. Goku just hurts him so bad. He's immobile, he can't move. But I thought it was a nice introduction. And another introduction, actually, not so much an intro. That's more intros. Yeah, never mind. It wasn't really a power up, but yeah, that was one I thought was a good one. And then another one, just moving forward, you might think this isn't a, what's it called? I'd love to hear your take on this. Actually, Hinata and Kageyama, sorry, from Haiku, when they finally nailed down the quick spike.
Technically they're leveling up. Yeah, I understand it's a level up. Yeah, so it is a level up.
Mm-hmm.
Would I say that is... It's not in my top ones at all. I think that's maybe because how I see Haiku. I don't see Haiku as kind of like an action...
Yeah, and I think that's why I want to get the viewers thinking about it differently, because even another one I had on my list was Prince of Tennis. So basically, for those who don't know, it's just a tennis anime, and Echizen... his name, he's usually, he's right-handed. He's left-handed, sorry, but he plays with his right hand.
Okay.
And there's a moment where it's like, I think it's deuce or advantage, and they really need to win that point. And he can't reach it with his right hand, so he takes it and puts it onto his left hand, and everyone's shocked, like, whoa, kind of thing. And again, whilst it's not your typical power up,
Dragon Ball Z type power up,
it's still something that was, it still sticks to my mind today as a level up, as a moment where this guy's been playing all the time with his right hand, but actually he's left handed. And at the time we didn't know he was left handed, but we do now. But to move it to your left hand and then play the point, I thought that was a good level up.
Okay. I can accept that. I can see where you're coming from when you say that. It makes it that would that does actually make sense. Okay. Cool.
And then I guess if we're sticking on sports before we go back to the shonen. Dempsey Roll. That was another part.
I should have guessed, actually. I should have guessed you're going to include something from her gym.
Solo, you've got to watch this anime, man. You just got to watch it. You start hearing the noise and you're like, what's going on? And then it cuts to the train. The train is like, oh. And then he references Jack Dempsey where, and then this guy really thought of this. And then after you see Ippo just start doing bobbing and weaving and bobbing and weaving. And it's like, and then starts punching. Bang, 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 bang. Might watch that anime again. But yeah, that was, that was a great level up for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, those were all the sports. We can go back to the shonen's type.
I don't have any. I think that's the thing. When you think of, or when you say anime power up, your mind instantly gets thrown to shonen.
Yeah.
Shonen, kind of shonen anime.
Yeah.
Then and that's not to say there aren't power ups in other areas. There are.
Of course.
But so like a couple of honorable mentions that you've got Helsing, so Alucard, he's the main character, well, one of the main characters. He can like transform into various different like he has like a wolf type transformation with all these weird eyes, which is kind of cool, and it's just come out on Netflix. So those of you who haven't watched it and you have Netflix, check it out. It's on Netflix now.
What's the name of the anime again?
Helsing. It's like
Helsing. Okay.
I'm not gonna spoil anything at all.
But
it's like basically vampires.
Okay.
Then I would just say that.
Oh, is it based on Van Helsing then?
No, not at all. Okay. Well, it might be. I don't know. I don't know the history, but it's vampires and killing vampires.
Because when I hear Helsing, I think of Van Helsing, that film.
Actually, then yeah, maybe it has actually been there is at least some inference and from there. Okay, cool. Good point, actually. I never actually made that connection. So there's another one I want to mention that I really like. Luffy.
Ooh, which gear?
Gear 2.
Yes.
Gear 2. That's still the best one for me. 100%. Still the best two. Best one. 100%. Best one for me. Still the best one. That's when basically I like it because there was that little explanation that involves Luffy like kind of basically like speeding up the blood flow around his body parts, and that's kind of like when you first see him, you see his legs pumps. So I was like, okay, he's got that little red sheen to him, and he moves fast. Jet pistol to me is still one of my it's like a bullet, bam.
Very I like that one because he uses his head. Like Luffy sometimes is thought of as a dumb airhead kind of guy, and obviously he's not, but I just like the fact that he used. Because again, we mentioned this, and we'll definitely do a show about devil fruits. But your devil fruit is as good as you make it, and as innovative and as creative as you make it. And I think he used the properties of rubber and how it works for him in order to enhance his ability. So I thought that was really good.
Yeah. Although, side note, there are some terrible devil fruits that I would not want.
100%. I don't, but again, you can make use of it.
There's nothing you can do with it.
Like we'll do a show, best and worst devil fruits.
Let me just say one of my worst words. Spoiler alert, if you don't know already, but the Momonosuke's inverted dad. Momonosuke's inverted commas dad. I've forgotten his name. That's really gonna bug me now. Do you remember his name?
Yeah, samurai. No,
Kinemon. Firefox.
Kinemon. Like that, yeah.
His devil fruit? No, thank you. I don't need that. Just basically give people different outfits. No, thank you. There's no combat.
You could do espionage there.
Oh. No, thank you. Put a leaf on my head, mate. And I get different clothes. God. No, I'm fine.
But yeah, we should definitely do that, actually. A show on best and worst devil fruits. I will go next. I've got a few. So it was going from Ichigo when he goes hollow against the number 4.
Oh, when he goes Vaste Lode against Ukiura.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was.
You know, that's the only time we see him. We only see him in that form.
Is it the only time?
Yeah, it's the only time we see him in that particular form. Vaste Lode, the Vaste Lode, where he has the horns.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
And blast through the,
Amazing. Amazing. For those who don't, I mean, I'm sure lots of you've seen Bleach, but that was an amazing, cause he's losing and after he drops to the floor, Orihime's like, oh, Ichigo, or whatever.
So oh yeah. my gosh.
And annoying. Then he like just goes crazy. Like, honestly, just taps into his inner darkness, as it were, and just completely owns, like, literally owns, what's his name again?
Okiura.
Okiura, yeah, just Okiura. Completely owns him. And I can still, in my mind, I can still see that transformation. The way he looks, the way his presence is.
Yeah.
I even remember where I was when I was in uni and when I was watching this episode. That's crazy. And I remember going nuts on just thinking, is happening?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was an amazing transformation power up. And another one from Ichigo is when he actually becomes Getsuma Sensho himself when he faces Aizen.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I had to cast my mind back.
To be honest, I know it's not one that sticks to mind.
No, it's not. It's not one of
those. It's definitely not. I don't think it's cool as the what's it called?
Vaste Lode.
Yeah, Vaste Lode. But it was an interesting concept where he says, "I am now become my Zanpakuto," kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think Bleach. Just a side note on Bleach. Bleach has, when I was thinking about this one, this episode topic, there's a lot of Bleach has a lot because of Bankai.
Yes.
So you can just pick your favorite Bankai and then say, oh shit, I like this. But I think as a whole, that Vaste Lode one was the best
100%.
For me
as well, 100%.
And I'm actually looking forward to them bringing it back because they're going to finish the rest of the anime. They're going to finish the rest of the manga. Well, animate the rest of the manga, sorry, I should say.
I'll definitely watch that.
Thousand War arc at least, because they stopped after the full Bring arc. I think they stopped after that. But yeah, so I might even watch it again, actually.
Oh, I definitely will. And then my last one, I've saved the best to last. And this one I recently watched, and as I mentioned in my that part episode, guys, I think it's episode 6 or 7. You can go in and going back to that, but it's called That Part. When I get excited about a specific part of an anime, I pause it just to let it sink in as to did that just actually happen. I watched this Thursday or Friday or as I'm speaking now, but I watched this week and I literally saw it, went crazy, like, oh my gosh, paused it, rewinded it to watch it again. Yeah. And guys, if you haven't watched this already, where are you? It's on Netflix. You have to watch it. It's, of course, The Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, and it's when, gosh. What?
And Let it's when...
Which one?
And it's when Escanor
is
fighting... Right, have you seen it?
Yeah, of course I've seen it.
It's when Escanor is fighting Meliodas or whatever. Meliodas. And Meliodas is basically the king of the demons. He basically sacrifices himself, his emotions, to become the king of the demons. Spoiler alert. But yeah, and basically he goes like, he's the king of demons. Like, he's the most powerful being. And then Escanor just rolls into, gets his weapon and then goes to basically fight the king of demons, right? And he's getting owned, like, literally, he can't do anything. He's getting beaten up. It's the king of demons. I'm like, well, who else can you, unless you're God or whatever. But anyway, he's getting owned. And then there's a part where, what's the girl's name? I forgot her name. Oh, it's really annoying.
Which girl? Now.
The magician. It's really annoying me.
Merlin.
But Merlin. Yes, yeah, sorry, Merlin. Yeah. So Merlin basically is like, we have 1 minute, and then everyone's thinking like, what? And then she explains that Escanor reaches the peak of his power at 12 p.m. And at that time, when he is at 12 p.m., no one, Solo, no one can defeat him. She calls him and references him as the one. And the reason why, guys, I mentioned Solo is because he thinks that, what's his name from Berserk can beat...
What's his name? Put some respect Escanor. On his name.
He can beat Escanor, and that's absolute BS, because he becomes the one. And when he becomes the one, guys, like literally, it's incredible, incredible. He beats the King of Demons with one move after getting owned. And that, I will leave it there. I will leave it there. Did that not touch you? Did you not see that and think, oh my gosh?
Yeah, but I didn't feel... Like,
I think you have a grudge against Escanor. I actually do. I just think you don't like the guy, man. Look, he's an arrogant character, but you have to say, basically, if Guts and Escanor met at 12 p.m., there's no way Guts is winning. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but what if they don't meet? What if they meet at 12 a.m.?
Yeah, then you know.
Oh, that's a little bit convenient. Oh, wait, Escanor, no, don't fight me yet. Come back at 11:58. I've got something special for you at 11:58. No,
but still, from 6 to 6 p.m., he can still fight. But it's just nighttime, you know. We need to need to find a bunker or something.
It's like you have to hide. And if Guts finds him, Guts going to find some old man with glasses and be like, well, okay, well, you, okay.
He can change appearances, isn't it? But as soon as it's 12 p.m., boy. But yeah, we'll do another episode on that. But yeah, that's basically it. That was all my character power-ups. Don't know if you had any more.
No, I didn't actually. So I thought I tried to, because I don't want to go too crazy. So,
yeah, of course.
So my favorite ones, just to recap. So I've got my favorite. And I was trying to think what my favorite one was, actually. I think it's Gon. Gon is actually my favorite one because it's so grief driven, and I was just not expecting a transformation like that to take place in that format. Oh, you might expect your typical one where he goes on training. Oh, I'm going to use this new form. Yeah, but this one wasn't. This was a lot darker in tone, and I kind of like that. So the Nen curse, or the Nen contract, whatever Gon does. That's my favorite transformation. That's my favorite one.
Okay. I mean, I said that's my favorite, but now I think about it, maybe that's given...
I think Escanor's your favorite. The way you're talking about
Escanor. No. No, it was a great transformation. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that was my favorite, because I think my favorite will always be Super Saiyan 2.
Okay. Cool.
Just because nostalgia, the way it happened, the grief, similar to you, you know, he was pushed to his limits and then after he transformed. But yeah, Super Saiyan 2. But guys, what's your favorite? What's your favorite transformation? Please do let us know. You can go to our website, superanimepodcast.com/contact us, or you can directly email us at superanimepodcast@outlook.com. That's super with three U's. We'd love to hear what your favorite character power-up is. We've missed so many, and there's so many anime there, so we'd love to hear that. Hey, Super Family. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate, and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with three U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate, and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions, and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with three U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.